With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Preparations continue for the Gaza ceasefire beginning tomorrow morning, 8:30 local time, between Israel and Hamas. Qatar says it will go into effect at that time, barring any last-minute problems. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol has been arrested days after being apprehended at his presidential compound. He's facing possible imprisonment over his ill-fated declaration of martial law 1 month ago. Inaugural festivities taking place, of course, over the weekend ahead of Monday's swearing-in ceremony in Washington. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Vance are in Washington for weekend events leading up to Inauguration Day, including receptions with guests and cabinet members. On Sunday, Trump is scheduled to participate in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery before heading to a rally at Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The rally will be followed by a private dinner. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Also at SRNNews.com, it is shaping up to be a pretty nasty storm across much of these United States. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says up to 8 inches of snow likely for the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast into Monday.
Accumulations generally anywhere from like 2 inches on the low end to like 8 inches on the high end. Still a little bit of uncertainty on exactly where that maximum swath of snowfall will be. Right now, it looks like the high totals will be just north of Interstate 95. And that's where we have the better chance of seeing some totals more in that like 5 to 8 inch range.
And Donald Trump will be sworn in the Capitol Rotunda because of the weather. This is SRN News. A new report on religious violence in Nigeria.
It's pretty shocking. 10,000 Christians murdered over the course of 2 years. Global Christian Relief has been adding up the numbers in Nigeria from November of 2022 through November of 2024, and it's worse than ever. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they've made it their explicit goal to kill every Christian in the country or drive them all out, ushering in a Sharia state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a prominent European Jewish organization says authorities across Europe need to take action against a rise in anti-Semitism. He says it is driving thousands of Jews to abandon the continent. Rabbi Menachem Margolin, chairman of the European Jewish Association, points out that some 40,000 Jews have already left Europe and with no intention of ever returning. This is SRN News. U.S. is ending its latest legal battle against the company that owns the salvage rights to the Titanic shipwreck.
That's because the firm no longer has plans for an expedition that could break federal law. RMS Titanic Incorporated originally planned to retrieve artifacts in 2023. The U.S. fought it in court, citing a 2017 federal law against disturbing the wreck. The company later scaled back its dive plans and now says it has no expeditions planned for the future. The U.S. withdrew its legal challenge in a federal court in Virginia. John Scott reporting.
Disabled scientists trying to make research labs and field work more accessible. They say labs and field sites are not designed to serve them. The Americans with Disabilities Act sets minimum regulations for new buildings and lab spaces to follow. Modifying older labs can be a complicated and lengthy process. More details at SRNNews.com.